It is mid-morning on a spring day, make it 1970, and a truck stops in front of your house. The driver, neatly uniformed, is carrying a large tray heaped with bread, rolls, cakes, and pies. He comes to your door and rings the bell. When you open your door, he greets you with this tray filled to overflowing with mouth-watering, colorful, and sinfully delicious baked goods, all swathed in a heavenly aroma, warm, moist, and fresh. You might order a loaf of Vienna bread, a dozen Parker House rolls, a cherry pie, and a Louisiana ring cake. This bakery truck and driver who served door-to-door throughout Baltimore 5 days a week was Rice's Bakery, a Baltimore institution which for more than 100 years was in the business of baking its own products and then delivering them door-to-door to just about every neighborhood in the city. Emory Rice, Jr., in the bakery's management for many years, recalled, quote, "Before we had trucks, we delivered door-to-door with horse and wagon. Through the years, our biggest seller by far was our Louisiana ring cake," end quote. Mr. Rice maintained that that original recipe for Rice's Louisiana ring cake was a Baltimore version of the classic recipe, and that recipe seems to have been lost somewhere in the tangled stories that make up the history of the bakery and of the city. The Rice's Bakery trucks are gone now, as is, too, the bakery's famous Louisiana ring cake. Today, if you want the genuine Baltimore's Rice's Baked Louisiana ring cake, you have three choices. You could bake it yourself, if you could find the recipe. You can try your neighborhood bakery or supermarket, but you'd never get the real thing. Or you can wait for the Rice's truck to come back down your street. Of the three choices, this last is the most impractical, but in quiet recall, the loveliest.